Pass the Mic is made possible by a grant from the T. Rowe Price Foundation, recognizing 45 years of advancing thriving communities and building financial well-being. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not reflect the views of the T. Rowe Price Foundation, T. Rowe Price, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates.
Pass the mic.
Hand that to me.
Pass it over here.
Pass the mic.
Pass the Mic is a community-driven radio show that gives you the space to share your stories, your issues, and your concerns your way. Today, we pass the mic to Allison Siborowski. As the head of Leading Age Maryland, she coordinates care and advocates for services for aging adults.
Pass the mic.
I think I was probably about 8 or 9 when I started volunteering. My mom is a hospice nurse and would take us to volunteer at a nursing home. I still vividly remember this one older woman named Myrtle who had dementia. She was always looking under the chairs and benches, and at first it felt really scary. It was like, what is going on with this person? And then it was like, oh, that's just Myrtle. She's having a great day. She's looking for something. She doesn't know what it is. She would sometimes acknowledge us and sometimes not. And she was just happy. My name is Allison Siborowski. I'm the president and CEO of Leading Age Maryland. I work to support the professionals and organizations who are providing housing, care, and services for older adults in Maryland today. Some of the residents that we would visit didn't really have family or other people that would come see them. I've always had this really strong sense of just kind of fairness and justice and felt like, well, that's not right. Ultimately, I knew I wanted to make a difference. So my mom encouraged me to work in hospice, and then I just fell in love with working with older adults. Maryland is aging more quickly than some other states in the country, so there's really a need for us to think about what does that mean? Affordability, housing, access to services, our needs change as we age, and the community is not necessarily keeping up. I think we need to think and talk about aging as a shared community responsibility and not an individual or family-specific issue. That is difficult when we live in a very individualistic society. How do we balance the kind of norms and perspectives that we each bring with the reality that this is something we're all facing and we all have a shared responsibility to figure it out together? Planning early matters, but also we need a system that doesn't punish people. We're all one crisis away from needing support of some sort or another, and we need a system that acknowledges that. And then equity really has to be part of the conversation because disparities compound over a lifetime. Some of the key issues are opportunities for meaningful employment, access to high-quality, affordable health care, and then not everyone can stay at home. That's what we all want. But if you do need to move to a community where you can receive a higher level of care, we want to have choices around what's going to work best for us. That's difficult for folks who have limited incomes. Aging is truly the only phenomenon that affects everyone on the planet. And so even if you're not caring for a loved one, thinking about what kind of a life do you want to have when you get to your 60s, 70s, and 80s, this kind of structural change in our state takes time. So if we're not working on it now, it's just kicking the can down the road on an issue that we really need to address. To acknowledge we're aging, we have to acknowledge like someday we're not going to be here. And we don't like to think about our own mortality. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times we don't like to think about the Myrtles that are in the nursing home because that could be us one day and it's scary. But they're also completely deserving of love and support and care just like everyone else.
Pass the Mic is produced by executive producer Amy Walters, senior producer Mallory Pinkard-Pierre, and producer Elizabeth Nonemaker. This is a presentation of Baltimore Public Media.